Spirit Life CNS Church invites you to join our programs where the Word of God will transform your life for better. Our programs are as follows: Sunday service, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesdays, Bible studies, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our monthly VGOs every last Friday of every month by 10 p.m. to down. Business and Leadership Summit every quarter of the year. Prayer and Prophetic Summit, second Friday of every month, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. under the leadership of the Presiding Shepherd, Prophet Cheru of Badari. Worship with us at Spirit Life CNS Church, opposite Wando Filling Station, beside Olashem Filling Station, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Telephone 081-3252-9517, 070-1927-7557, 00-6732-5748. Website www.spiritlifecns.com. Come and live the Word of God by proof. Your life will never remain the same. Jesus is Lord.
Point to it. Because your blood from inside will answer to the eulogy. Shout hallelujah. And so it is in God you have a eulogy. Say, I know who I am. I'm telling you a eulogy. I know who I am. I am the righteousness of God. Oh, in Christ Jesus. Whatsoever that can stop God cannot stop me. Say, my family line has changed long ago. Shout hallelujah. And so, under this concept of being born again or being born of God, we began to see that we share in the divine nature of God. We are partakers in the nature. We share in the immortality. The body we are wearing is called the immortal body. When we're born of God, we began to operate on a dual nature. The mortal and the immortal. Every man that is born of a woman is called an immortal being. Mortal being means he's vulnerable to death, vulnerable to sickness, vulnerable to corruption. He can be influenced by the devil. But when we say the immortal is only from God. The immortal is the deity, is a life that does not have end. Immortal is a life that cannot be destroyed. Is a life that is not prone to decay. Is not prone to destruction. Is not prone to corruption. Shout hallelujah. And so when we were born of God, we moved us from being mortal to immortal beings. So we began to operate in a dual nature. And so as you are now, you are a human being, because when Jesus was on earth, he operated both in the same nature. He operated as mortal and immortal. And that was why the Bible said Jesus wept. It means his mortal being, which carried the emotional part of him, when he heard about the death of Lazarus, he began to cry. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, the Bible says, and he was hungry. After 40 days and 40 nights that he fasted, he came and he was hungry. That explained the mortal part. Jesus. But there's the immortal part of Jesus that was opened briefly to them in the book of Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says, and Jesus was transfigured. The immortal part of Jesus was revealed to the disciples. The Bible said, to a point that they could not look at him. Tell your neighbor, say, you have not known me yet. Oh, tell your neighbor, say, you don't know me. And so as a born again child of God, you operate a dual nature. Say after me, I operate a dual nature. And so you can switch. Tell anyone, say, I can switch anytime. So when things are wrong in the mortal body, you switch to the immortal. You correct it by switching. How do you switch? You change the tongue. Tell your neighbor, say, change the code. And so when something is wrong in the mortal sphere, in the mortal realm, you switch to the immortal. Nihans kafila, lahazivi shutena, ma parias, gatela. The Bible says when you speak in this tongue, you have switched. You are communicating with deity. You are communicating in the immortal realm. And so when things are wrong with you, you shouldn't cry. Stop crying. Stop complaining. Switch. Tell everybody, say, switch. You have a dual nature. When you were born of God, you were born of the incorruptible seed. That's what the Bible says. You were born by the word. In John chapter 3, Jesus was telling Nicodemus, what can a man do to be saved? And he said to him, say, except a man is born of the spirit. And he said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. If a cat gives birth to a cat, you will see a cat. And the cat will sound like a cat. If God give birth to another God, you will see a God. And so when people are saying, when they said to Jesus, if you show us your Father, we will believe. He said, look at me, look at me. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And so when people say, the glory of God, the glory, how dare you share the glory of God? Tap your neighbor, look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor, look at, tell your neighbor, say, you are seeing the glory of God. There is no way to explain. There's no any other way to explain the glory of God except looking at a believer. And that's why Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27 say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Shout hallelujah. And so, being born of God, like we some of us know, because of those who have not been with us since the inception of this teaching, it's not character modification. I got born again, and so trying to modify your character, you produce hypocrisy. So when you come to church, you behave church-like. Ayoneo on Sunday morning. That is character modification. It's not morality development. A moral man is not born of God. Morality cannot give birth to immortality. So what is the concept of being born again? It's not to say don't wear jean. Some people say when you are born again, you must not wear jean. What? If that is all giving birth to in God is wearing jean, don't wear earrings. That's not Christianity. That's religion. That's religion. That's not God. Shout hallelujah. Don't wear perfume. Don't wear perfume. Now you are born again. Don't wear perfume. Who should wear a better perfume? Glory to God. And so, people have been taught wrongly of what it means to be born in God. And so, last week I began to tell you, I shared some concept, some reality of your identity as a child of God. And this morning I'll continue from where we stopped last week. Precisely last week I told you that you don't have a past. When you were born in God, you were not recreated. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 10. For ye were created. He did not say recreated. You were created. It means when you got born again, another new species emerged. When a man is in Christ, is a new creation. It's not a new recreation. A new means it has never existed before. It is not the old man that was refurbished. He is a new creation. All things are, it means his past died. That was what Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2 and verse 20. I have been crucified. When a dead man, listen to me, a dead man is a dead man. He is dead. So when you came into Christ, when you got born again, a new man emerged. Hallelujah. Incarnation, God in humanity put together. There had never been anything like that until resurrection. Full man, full God. So anytime he wants, he can switch. The challenge with us is that we don't know how to operate in the other part, which is the immortal, which is the spiritual. We have not been. You have, since your childhood, you have learned by observation, by teaching, how to operate in the mortal life. You believe more in the terrestrial and the physical life than the spiritual because you have not been taught properly the real you, that you are a spirit living in a body and you have a soul. And so you cannot operate, you cannot enjoy all that is available for you in the spiritual. He said, for he has given us all the inheritance to become partakers of the divine nature. That was why Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, give me from verse 2. Apostle Paul was the man who persecuted the church. He persecuted the church on his way to Damascus. Apostle Paul had an encounter and he was born of God. Look at what Apostle Paul said. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 from verse 2 precisely. The man that triggered the killing of Stephen in Acts chapter 7. Listen to what he said. The man that collected license from the high priest to imprison all the believers. Hear what he says. 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 2. Receive us. We have wronged no man. The man who says stone him to death. This man had an understanding that the old Paul was not in existence. This man came to the church and said, receive us. We have wronged. And so here, some of you who have, you have once been an addict to smoking, that smoker died long ago. You were addicted, listen, to pornography. That man died. There's a new man called the Speshi, the Son of God, living right now. Look at what he said. See, look at what he said. For we have corrupted no man. You know, some people in the church, we say, liar, we know you. Like some people used to say about you, when they see you now, they say, no, he's pretending, we know him. But the man they knew died long ago. The man they knew, me, they knew, died on the 19th of February, 1999. Another man emerged. I was not the man. That was what he was saying. The same man. So when you got born in God, you act, your past was completely, it was not removed. It was completely taken. It cannot be remembered. So when you must live in this mentality that if God killed and buried your past, and God cannot remember, who is the devil to remind you? Blessed are they that their sins are covered and iniquity not remembered. Buried. You have no past. Tell your neighbor, say, I have no past. The liar in you died long ago. The womanizer in you died. In fact, if you are still womanizing it now, it's because you don't know who you are. The real you cannot humanize because it's a nature. It's a deception. If you lie now, it is not the real you that is lying. You are acting. You know, when you act what you are not. The real you cannot lie. So if you lie now, as you have been born again, what is called? What's that called? Acting. That's not real you. You only acted who you are not. Look at this. Look at this. For we have Apostle Paul that collected license. And said, don't worry, I'll put them. He said, we have, they pounded their church, collected their properties. We have defrauded no man. Now, imagine, just think a while. Think a while. The family of Stephen were seated in the church. The brother of Stephen listening to Paul. That we have wronged no man. That is the confidence you should have as a believer. Don't let the devil remind you of the person that is not existing again. Anytime the devil brings pornography to you, tell him, the man that used to watch pornography has died. The life I now live, I live no longer. Apostle Paul speaking. You know, there was a time he said in Romans chapter 7 from verse 15. He said, the good things I want to do, I could. Yeah, 7:15. I cannot do them. He said, the evil things I don't like doing, I see myself. He was talking about the old man. Look at what he said here. Give me verse 3. I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before that we are in our hearts to die and to live with you. Shout hallelujah. So when you were born of God, the reality is that your past actually was completely removed. You have no past. And this includes the fact that if you don't have a past, where does family curse come in then? And so for you to accept that there's a family curse, that in your father's house, they die at 50, and so you are expecting a child of God, deity, immortality. Do you know the meaning of immortality? A life that does not die. And so in my father's house, you know what you do, Pastor, you understand. 50, now my uncle, that's in your father's house. But in my own father's house, we live forever. You know, at times when I'm with my wife, I used to remind her, do you know we will live forever? Yes, we are. Listen to me. This body will actually change. And it's not like some kind of spiritual body that cannot be touched. That was why in John 20, he said, touch me. This is not a spirit. After he resurrected, he said, touch. They taught him, he said, this is flesh, this spiritual body is not a spirit being that will be flying on the road. This body has the capacity to move true matters cannot be. Listen to me. Another day, I'm going to take teaching on your spiritual body so you understand what I'm saying better. And so, your spirit, this spirit in you, will live forever. What we change, the only thing that will change is this body. And another body will be given. That was what was shown to them in Matthew 17. They gave them a picture of the glorified body of Jesus that cannot be hungry or cannot be tired. Shout hallelujah. So we operate a dual nature, mortality. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, it said, look, a time shall come that immortality will swallow up mortality. Immortality will swallow up. This mortal body will be taken out. The spiritual body will come in. So I can't die. I can't die. I can't. Do you know the people who will die? Those who are not born of God. They will die. Because there's no provision for another body for them. They will die. In fact, they are dead now. Remember what Colossians chapter 3 said? It said, you were dead in Christ. You were dead. You were corpses. The immortal nature, the immortal person of you, superimposes on the mortal body. What am I saying? The nature of God in you is more real than the human nature. It superimposes. It has more power over it. Mortality is the decaying, vulnerable, temporal, and corruptible body. Immortality is the spiritual, incorruptible, and eternal life in God. The Greek word called is zoe. Zoe means the very life of God. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Son of Man has come to give life in abundance. He's talking about immortality. But that's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, for death has been swallowed up in victory. Swallowed. Ogbeikumi ni isegun. It's talking about your bed. And so Jesus became the womb of God where the old seed of God was conceived for 3 days. We were all conceived in the womb of Jesus. At resurrection, he gave birth to you. Let me explain something to you. Say after me, say mysteries. The Bible says, for unto you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. What happened in the garden to Adam? The Bible says, and God made Adam to sleep. And God opened his side and brought out a bride. Say a bride. He brought out a bride. The same thing happened. And so what happened with Adam was a type or a typology of how Jesus was made to sleep. And the Bible said the Roman soldiers, they brought spear, and when they pierced his side, we came out like water. We came out. So when God pulled out Eve, Jesus, the bridegroom, and the church, the bride. Are you catching it? So what actually happened was that was a picture of God making him. Listen to me. When the three of them were crucified on the cross, Jesus died before the two other thieves. The Bible says he was obedient unto death. The two other thieves were still struggling. That was why their bones were broken. So when the bones of their leg were broken so that they can properly be nailed, the nail on them can sink in. But Jesus, who was obedient unto death, like a lamb. And so when they came to him and discovered that, oh, he has gone, they pierced his side and brought out the bride. Let the bride of Christ shout hallelujah. That was why he said, no one can plug you out because you came out of me. So when Paul was explaining Ephesians chapter 6, he said, as a man, as Christ loved the church, so a man, he began to use marital relationship to explain the relationship between Christ and the church. A man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife and become one. Jesus left the father and cleave unto the church, and we became the bride. And that's what the Bible says, for ye are Christ. Ti Christi ni eyin se. And that's why my wife, trained by her father, paid all her school fees all through. And one day, She changed her name. She changed her name. Union. So it means your real surname, as you were born of God, is Cherub Obadare, Jesus Christ. And that's why he doesn't care which coven they take your name to. As soon as they mention your name, your grandfather will answer. Shout hallelujah. You see, we do not have a high priest that cannot be tempted or tested of the feeling of our infirmity. Have you been guilted? He was guilted. Have you been betrayed? He was betrayed. He knows how you feel. He is the bridegroom. You are the bride. Shout hallelujah. Are you catching something? When this, I'm going to dwell much on this three, number three now. When you were born of God, the wall of partition was destroyed. What is the wall of partition? The wall of separation. Number one, religion, culture, gender, race, and status. Let me explain that to you. Those who are in Bible study, listen to me. Those coming to Bible study are getting better than you are getting. You hear small, small thing here, you shout, yeah, yeah. You better start coming to Bible study. We have better time to go deep. So those in Bible study just go, what are these children? Wait there. Let them come and eat strong meat. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, I'm from verse 14. Ephesians chapter 2, I'm from verse 14. One of the wall of separation that was removed when we're born in Christ is gender. When we came into Christ, we have equal access. Say equal access. In fact, in God, there is no gender, no male, no female. Some of you who have suffered relegation, your menstruation don't come in. It's because of lack of the understanding of who you are in God. When you are born in God, no gender in God. No gender in God. A woman should not preach on a Sunday. Race discrimination, religious discrimination, even denominational discrimination. You are a member of Deeper Life. No, don't come here. You know one thing I said one day? I said, I am waiting for one day when Chris Oyakilome will preach in a Deeper Life church. Why? Do you know why the church has been so divided? Denomination. We have forgotten that the body is one. He said the eye cannot say to the nose, I am not part of you. The hand cannot say to the leg, I am not part of you. Now the name of your denomination is called hand. Your own denomination is called leg. You now say we are different. It's one body. Deeper Life, Living Faith will not be mentioned in heaven. It is only the body that will be mentioned.
Yes, sir.
So today, a Deeper Life member cannot stay together with a CNS member. You cannot even shake hands. I've told you this several times. When I was in school. When you wear your garment, Christians like you will start moving so that your sin of white garment will not contaminate them. Religious fallacies. Deception. You get a job. And the only thing that will not get you the job is where you worship. Do you know how many of my friends lost relationship? Because at the time they were supposed to present themselves to their in-law, the only reason the daughter will not marry my friend. Where do you worship? See, and they say, not like yeah. And we're born in Christ. Now give me a fish. Okay. Say, for is our peace, who had made both one and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Now, Apostle Paul was talking about Gentiles and Jews here. The Jews always discriminate the Gentiles and say, you are not circumcised. In fact, some Jewish teacher went to Galatians, the Galatian church. That was why in Galatians chapter 3, Apostle Paul came back and wrote to them. He said, who had bewitched you, you Galatians? Who deceived you? Did you receive the Spirit by the law or by the hearing of faith? So they came and said, oh, Galatians, you must be circumcised. You must be circumcised. They began to introduce the Jewish religion, which some of the last day churches are still practicing. A woman should not come to church because God gave her a daughter. God himself gave her a daughter and said, because you have a daughter, don't come to church for 3 months. Because if somebody who is not well taught You have not taught her well why she's coming to church. You don't say stay at home for 3 months. And it's not like you send people to go and visit her at home. They got that from, go and read Leviticus chapter 12. This war, when we were bound, all these were destroyed. One of the things Jesus used to prove to them was that the curtain that was covering the temple itself torn apart. At resurrection, let no more only priests go in him. You must be from the family of the Levites. You must be appointed as a high priest to enter into the holies of holies. And God now said no. They said, from now, I'm going to make a new covenant with them. Not like I made with their fathers. He said, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. He said, no one will teach anyone again what to do. I will enter them, and from inside of them, I will teach them. I will teach them. And so when you hear God speaking from inside of you, don't say, Kinika, there's so from you. It's not Kinika, it's God. God spoke. And that's why, listen to me. When you are born of God, don't expect to hear a voice from outside. Because in the Old Testament, nobody had the nature of God. So he speaks to them from outside. So they hear a voice. So you will hear a voice from behind that will be telling you where to. Mm-mm. Where is the voice now? It's not behind. It's where? Inside. In what? And so a believer should hear God from where? From inside. So by the he said in John chapter 10, my sheep, they know my voice. They know my voice, the voice of a stranger. They know when I speak from the inside. And that's why most often when the Holy Ghost speaks from you from inside, the witness is so strong that you know this is God, except you deliberately want to shun it. You know. How many of you know we are on a fast now? Some of you who are saying, Allah, understand. Today is the third day. I hope God will still understand if you start today. 7 days, it will end on Thursday. We don't just do things before people are doing them. I want you to get something in this church. Anything you see in this church, we are not doing it because we want to copy. We are doing it because we believe that is what the scripture teaches. That is all. Praise God. Except you want me to put you on a 31 days fast. I know some of you like that. 31 days vigil. Come to church every 31 days. God has given you instruction now. 7 days, let's have a fast. Please. Let's be obedient. Shout hallelujah. Now, he said, for he our peace, he had. Now, give me verse 15. Because of time, verse 15. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity. So, when Jesus was nailed on the cross, division, segregation was nailed with him. No more gender difference. Women should not. Women have suffered in this church. When I mean church, I'm not talking about just CNS now. Women have suffered. I pity you. I told my wife when she had a baby girl, I said, you are coming to church immediately. Enter. Now we have not, at that time we have not started church. I said, let me see who will come and meet you. And say, get out of. I said, where? My father's house or your father's house? The people Jesus chased out were money exchangers, not women on menstruation. Even the law of commandment contained in ordinances, he's talking about all those laws. He destroyed them, all those laws. Do not. They reinterpreted these laws by themselves into about 600 ordinances. 600 plus. From 10 into 600. They began to expand it. Nailing themselves. And the Bible says, even as the law was given to them, they had no capacity, or the law had no capacity to make them practice the law. Shout hallelujah. For to make in himself of a twin one new man. So make it. Give me this another version. Ephesians 2:15 in another version. Please help me get amplified and the living on this. How many times? He did away with the law of commandments and regulations so that he might create in himself one new man from the two, resulting in peace. Now, the reason Apostle Paul said is talking about Gentiles and the Jews. Who are the Gentiles? People that were not called from inception. From anybody that is not a Jew is called a Gentile, even Africans. And so all the law that make the Jew look like first-class citizen to God, God said he abolished them. So how comes we Gentiles that were saved by grace now create this laws, this law that belong to a tribe, and bring them and use this law to segregate and differentiate and relegate people in church? One sister came here one time for counsel. She's not a member of this church. And so the church was littered around with, you know, leathers and papers. And she said she wants to sweep. I said, oh, of course, you can sweep. And so she swept and she started sweeping. So when she came to this place, she had to stop. She now said, sir, can I sweep this place? I said, what happened? She said, maybe, maybe I should. I said, sweep anywhere. You can enter anywhere here and sweep. You are a daughter of Zion. And so we carve out a place. When Christ himself said, I have destroyed all this, we carve out a place, we call it pepe, for some special people. And so they give themselves titles to make you them look special, to make them qualify to sit in there. Let me not mention those titles. You know them. Lord Bishop. His Eminence. And you less obey. Most Reverend. I am Ija Ojo Timo Wokori. Do you know the meaning of to Reverend? To Reverend actually was coined from the word reference. So for you to now call yourself, I'm the most Reverend. Where is the praise of God? Most Reverend. Eh? I'm sure some of them don't go to dictionary to check the meaning of this. Most Senior Apostle. There should be more apostle before the most. In English, more and most. Abi? So if you have most senior apostle, it should be one person. So when you call most, so if you are most, you are most, you are most, who is more? Praise God. We are not trying to mock anybody here. We are trying to make you understand that in Christ, when you were born of God, segregation. Let me show you quickly. Okay, give me verse 16. Give me verse 16. He did this so that we might reconcile both. So that we might reconcile God, you know, both to God in one body through the cross and put the hostility to death by it. Verse 17. When Christ came, he proclaimed the good news of peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. The Jews who were close. And the Gentiles who were far. That's what he's talking about here. Give me Galatians chapter 3 and from verse 26. Let's see something. This is interesting. Tap your neighbor and say, this is interesting. Now, let me tell you something. The difference between you and I. You know, there's this theological word they use. Laity are the people who are sitting in the pew, members. And they say clergy are the people who have been ordained as a minister. And so in some churches, they see laity as people who are not so close to God. God did not like them like he liked the anointed ones. You know, as a prophet, God likes me more than you. So that belief have been made known to the church. No, we are all anyofe. We are all. In fact, the meaning of anointed is the chosen one. And the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2 and from verse 9, yea, are a chosen. He did not say pastors, prophets, apostles. The difference between you and I is that I have an office. An office is for work, is for assignment, it's not to brag. So I have an office to operate. So the fact that I have been given an office does not make me more important than you, because you yourself have my office is to train you to work in ministry for the perfecting of the saints. And the work of the ministry, that is for the saints, when they have been perfecting, means to mature the saints. And what I'm doing now is that I'm perfecting you. And so when you have been perfected, you are now qualified to work in ministry. Look at this. For, let's read this all together. One, two, go. Why are sisters talking? I thought it's only brothers. Sons, not will. Hallelujah. Now, son, to tell you that there is no gender in God is in, you will not see in the epistle sons and daughters, sons and gender. So that son is a spiritual word for both the female and the male members of the body. Am I communicating? Look at verse 27. For as many of you who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So we are not seeing a sister or a brother. Who are we seeing? Christ. We are not seeing black here. No, we not no black, no white, no racism here. Who are we seeing? Christ. Verse 28. There is, I love you to read this place. One, two, go. There is no Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female, for you. So when you're on menstruation and your husband say, "Moja aso so ribedi kana o mo pe o mo ohun de muguda ko to wale ohun mo nti e." One in Christ. One. Joined together, one body. The way husband and wife are united together and become one body. That is who you are in Christ, one body. So it's an insult on your identity for you to be told to get out because you are not wearing white garment. If anybody that come here first, I don't care what color of clothes you wear, you will sit here. If you wear black, you will sit here. We don't give color discrimination. Either you wear garments, you don't wear garments. One in Christ. Say, I know who I am. Say it with some confidence. I know who I am. I am born of God. God cannot born a failure. I cannot fail. Yes, he can't born a failure. Verse 29. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. Shout hallelujah. And so, beloved in the Lord, there are wonderful promises. I'm going to make this part there. I mean, quite a number of things I want to share with us. Number four, your family line in God changed. Your family line in God changed. I have said that earlier on. Now, mortality feeds on bread. Number five, mortality feeds on bread for strength. Your immortal body, if you did not eat, what will happen? You get tired. You feed on bread. You feed on bread. When I mean bread, food. You feed on food, rice, beans, spaghetti. Mention them. Eba, fufu, amala. That's what the mortal body needs for strength. But listen to me. The immortal body feeds on the word of God for strength. The immortal body, that is the immortal part of you, feeds. That's why chapter 4, when the devil brought stone and said he knew Jesus was hungry, he knew the mortal part of Jesus was hungry and tired, and he brought a stone and he said, convert this stone to bread. And what was the answer of Jesus? A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Now Jesus was talking about another side of him that does not need bread. Every word that proceeds. Now, this is very interesting. This has caused, this is very controversial. I'd like you to listen to this. Stop your say, listen to this. When you are born of God, your salvation becomes internally secured. There's a controversy on this. A big controversy. People are saying, how dare you say? And so they quote the book of Hebrews chapter 6 and say, if you have once tasted of the gift of the Spirit and you fall, you have named Jesus and you cannot be saved again and all that. A lot of things. I'm going to actually prepare a teaching on this, that when you are born of God, you are internally saved. If you go back, or the word backslide, so to say, it's because initially it was a pretense. You were not born again. You know, there are people who are pseudo-Christians. People who behave to be like Christians. But if you are genuinely born again, how can somebody give... Listen to me. It's like a lion give birth to a lion. And after the sign, you say the lion has changed to cat. Not possible. So when you are born of God, your salvation is internally secured. And this message is not to make you go and mess up. It's to give you an assurance of salvation. Yeah, but there are so many of you here, you don't have assurance of salvation. And that's why you say, God, heaven at last. You made heaven the day you came into Christ. If you are in Christ, what then is heaven? Which is more important, Christ or the heaven? So if you are in Christ, Why heaven is just a place. So you must have this. And that's why the Apostle Paul said, for there is therefore no condemnation. Those who have been born of God cannot be. What condemnation was he talking about? He's talking about judgment, eternal condemnation to death. There is therefore. When they say you are born of God and you can't die. So what condemnation to death again? You know when people pray prayer like this? Listen to me. Listen to me. There is a judgment seat of Christ and there's a judgment for all creation. The judgment seat of Christ is not judgment to condemnation. It is where you will be rewarded according to the works assignment. And that's why some people who got saved but did not do anything will not have it. Because when we get there, we'll have stars. There will be crowns. So that is what will be done in the judgment seat. That is where some people's work will be burnt, because what they did, what they were faking it, though they were saved, but they were not so committed to what they were doing. Am I communicating? Shout hallelujah. If you go to John chapter 10 verse 28, you will see it. You see, if you go to Jude chapter 1 and verse 24, because of time, he said, for he who is able to preserve you faultless, tap your neighbor, say, I'm internally saved. Okay, let me give you this. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 18. 1 John 5 and verse 18. Maybe I should read from here, okay? We know that everyone who has been born of God does not sin. Look up, everybody. But the one who is born of God keeps himself. And the devil, the evil one, does not touch him. Now, look, I want you to look up this scripture very well. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not sin. But the one here is Jesus. The one who is born of God keeps him. It means when you are born of God, the first fruit preserve you. He keeps you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are now when you say now, okay, look at it. We know that everyone who is born of God does not sin. What sin? That sin there is talking about the sin of rejection, to reject Christ. In fact, that is the meaning of sin. When the Bible says Jesus destroyed the power of sin, rejection, to reject Christ as Lord and Savior. That is the sin that will not make anyone go to heaven. To reject that Christ is no Lord. So when he said, we know that everyone who is born of God does not sin, it means anyone who is really born of God can no longer say Jesus is not Lord and Savior. That's the meaning. Am I communicating? Now, the Holy Spirit becomes your caretaker, a trainer, and a tutor the day you were born of God. Now, when you give birth to a baby, there are people we call nursing mothers, and people we call nannies that help you when you are not around to check on the baby. When Jesus was leaving, he said, now you have been given birth to, and after you have been given birth to, I'm going to send a nursing father, Holy Ghost. Becomes your care. That's why you, no matter how far you go, he will bring you back. He will get you. And that's why many of you have gone. You have gone and you think it's gone, it's over. I'm a sinner, I'm condemned. He keeps bringing you back and said, no. He does not condemn. He convinces you. Even when you lie, he convinces you that is not real you. You are acting. The real you does not lie. Am I communicating? So, this caretaker is your friend and you must always relate with him. Give him time. He's the person that has been given as a shorty. When you say you have a shorty, that in case there's a mess up, after God gave birth to you and say, in case. Now, my wife has a maid. When she's going to the office, she will give a number of Pampers, powder, wipe. Is it wipe or wiper? Wipe. Praise God. And keep it that in case she messes up, use this to take care. So when he gave birth to you, he knows you have flesh. That there's tendency for a mess up. He gave the Holy Ghost as a setup. That when you mess up, he will bring you up back up. And that's why the Bible says, when the righteous fall, how many times will he rise? Seven. Keep rising. So don't sit down in that sin. Get up. Your caretaker is telling you, get up. Stop lying. Get up. Stop fornicating. Break that addiction. Get up. to clean you up. So he gave him as a guarantor, as a surety, in case you mess up, he will bring you back to track. How many of you has he brought back to track again and again? Me. You are pretending. He brings you back every day. Some of you are doing like this. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed today? Shout hallelujah. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet. Praise God. We lift your name high. 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 We shout hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Spirit Life CNS Church invites you to join our programs. We are the Word of God will transform your life for better. Our programs are as follows: Sunday service, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesdays, Bible studies, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our monthly VGOs every last Friday of every month by 10 p.m. to down. Business and Leadership Summit every quarter of the year. Prayer and Prophetic Summit, second Friday of every month, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. under the leadership of the presiding shepherd, Prophet Cheru of Badari. Worship with us at Spirit Life CNS Church, opposite to Andro Filling Station, beside Olashem Filling Station, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Telephone 081-3252-9517, 070-1927-7557, 00-6732-5748. Website www.spiritlifecns.com. Come and live the word of God by proof. Your life will never remain the same. Jesus is Lord.